This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This is just, you can't really sell anything online without bringing out the perfs. So one of our listeners, you know those really cheesy chairs that are shaped like high heel shoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, I know she's selling it herself, but yeah, they're super cheesy. She said, I literally listed it. Within 2 minutes, I had a message. This was her first message. Hi, Jessica. Do you have... I'm sorry. Do you have worn out shoes or socks? I would love to buy them if that's okay. Thank you.
Yep.
So she posted a shoe chair, not even shoes.
Yeah.
And the pervs already, within minutes, flooding her Facebook asking for shoes or socks that had already been worn.
That's not a shock. They probably think that the shoe chair...
Did they just saw they just have
something?
Can you be? I don't know. I don't really do anything on Facebook Marketplace. But if someone lists something with the word shoe in it, do you get an alert? Can you sign up?
Yeah,
for that?
Sure. Yeah, because I have like aquariums.
Okay,
and so when I click on that, it'll show me all the.
This guy probably didn't even pay attention to the word chair. He just saw high heel shoe. Yeah,
he has it. Used and shoe, and that popped up.
Yep.
Yeah.
He didn't look at the picture well enough.
No.
He just went right.
Any shoe activities chum in the water for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, oh man. Just everywhere. Just you can't avoid the perps.
And honestly, the picture, without you just zooming in on it, it's so small that you're like...
You might think it was a weird shoe?
I guess. I mean...
I feel like you didn't even look. You just saw the weird shoe and then... Send something off. Speaking of that used stuff, Tatiana B is a chick from London, and she's one of those ladies where her panties have been making her a fortune. And I don't want your emails again. How do I sell my panties? That's up to you.
Yeah.
We're not into the panty selling businesses. So I guess there is a website set up for this now. Well, there's probably many. But one of the main ones is called Sophia Gray, where you can sell your used stuff, right?
Okay.
So she's discovered that she's made at least $2,000 a month. 1 month, she even surpassed $5,000 selling what she calls 24-hour panties. She guarantees they've been worn for 24 hours.
Solid guarantee.
Yeah. It's an odd guarantee.
You can only sell like 28 to 31 of them.
A month.
Yep.
Which is she's basically selling out her scam if she made fun. Unless they're like $1,000 a piece.
Or at least 100, right?
$100 to $200. James is going to put this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com in a minute if you want to see what she looks like. But there she is.
Okay.
She works as a grocery store. That's her full-time gig. But she's made up to over $5,000 a month doing this.
I mean, with filters, she's pretty...
I don't even think she probably needs the filters. Like, she just does it.
No, she just does it.
So, yeah, she charges like $55 for a pair of 24-hour wear underpants. The fee...
She probably has other stuff that is a little more pricey. If you want.
Well, she says she never will number two.
No, but she'll
take requests. She may number one.
Yeah, she probably number ones.
Wow.
And I bet those are pricey.
I imagine. I mean, price of piss, I don't know. But
What's the price of piss these days?
Andy, it's going up.
I didn't figure inflation and all that.
It's going up.
Piss is going up.
Piss is through the roof.
Yeah. It's like gas. Right.
Look at the piss numbers. Damn.
They're up.
Off the charts. Yeah, so she would not poop for you.
Not yet.
But she will pee for you. And you can request specific colors. Not to be rude, but she's kind of got like a could-have-been-a-guy look to her.
Oh, really?
No.
I don't think so.
She looks very young. I don't know how old she is.
I don't know about that.
Guy thing, but
yeah
I don't think that she just kind of like has like a little bit of like the trashy kind of thing going a little bit,
yeah,
like catch me outside a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, damn, I'm going to start selling my panties. I'm a 6 foot two guy. Well, there's probably a market for that.
Yeah, good luck.
Not as much as this.
No.
I want to see what this Sophia Gray. Oh, yeah. So it's literally just use underwear, this site.
The whole
site.
Right.
The whole
focused
site.
On that.
You can buy or sell.
Has that always been around when we've been giving advice?
I don't
on
think
this?
It has.
I don't remember
somebody
this.
Somebody finally decided to.
Wow. Some of them go.
Jesus
oh,
Christ.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Oh no.
Go. I'm going to buy that for you guys.
You.
She would be so nice.
Oh, she's disgusting. She's
so
a squirting
much.
Stripper, and she's the nastiest, nastiest bitch.
Oh,
oh God. It's like Slave Leia's white trash sister.
Why? What's happening? What does she
not
see?
Sisters.
What does she see?
She's not Princess Leia's
what is
sister.
When she looks back, does she. What
she's
does
from
she
a different
see?
Galaxy.
Yeah. I think she sees.
That's what I'm fascinated by is what people see when they take a photo of themselves, how they look to the world. Does she see that?
Lise, this happens all
like,
the time.
What is that?
Though.
I want to know what we'll get in people's minds.
We'll get messaged and it'll be like, hey, me and my girlfriend are tens and we want to do stuff.
Everyone thinks they're a 10.
Yeah, you're right. Everyone does. Because this woman.
I mean, not everyone.
Oh, my God. You nasty bitch. She's so gross. Look at her.
What is she doing?
Look at that ass.
Stop.
What'd she have on it?
Just stop.
Those are called pimples.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
She's real gross.
She cannot.
And then look at.
Her zinc.
Her, yes.
Her zinc's
you,
gross.
James.
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
God, get that out of that photo.
Her sink is the least of her problems.
Really is. How does she get up that pole?
Her stripper pole is nicer than her.
With
her
that
sink.
Gut, with
that's
that
the
gut.
Newest thing.
How much does she make?
None.
Can't be much.
Who would want her panties?
I think there's six.
Well, how cheap dudes. Are they?
I hope she has another job.
Oh, she would have to, right?
She like, has to.
Make it rain.
Well, don't. No, Dave.
What do I? I'm just.
You're either going to tip
give her.
Her
money.
You're going to tip
her.
You're
going to sign in to do anything.
Make it rain.
I'm not going to make it rain
cash.
For her.
So she's a stripper. So she's like a daytime stripper.
Mm-mm.
She's like a.
Oh my God.
Worse.
Oh, I just saw the worst.
What?
I just saw the worst.
What
I just
did
saw
you
the
see?
Worst.
Go down so I can see the worst. Go down.
For $40.
Yeah.
$40.
She'll sell you her period bit.
Oh, you knew that. You knew that.
I didn't know that, Chuck. I didn't.
Well, that's what makes them all the money. They said they won't number two, but they'll do all the other stuff.
Oh, used butt plug. You can buy her used butt plug.
Let me write
you bitch.
Let me write that down.
Look at it.
That's $100. $100 for that?
She's only making a few bucks at the top, you know?
Those titties don't make sense to me.
$200 for what? What do you get for $200?
I use a.
She puts it in.
You think you are, lady?
She puts it in.
Oh, it's
it
her
out.
Well-used vibrator. She's
going to
make me throw up.
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
like
I
it.
Know, I know. This toy has seen every inch of every hole
There's
I
no
have.
There's no way this lady's making cash.
I think no you're. I think. I mean, I can't imagine.
She's on the
it
front
either.
Page.
I know, but they must randomly choose.
Yeah, it's got to be randomly generated.
It's just
you're
randomly.
Right. They can't leave there. Because the other
okay,
chicks
thankfully,
are
thankfully, most of them are better
yeah.
than her. Because, God, that... not all.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Look at her boudoir. Is that hair? What's happening?
I don't know.
It looks, it's really dark back one. There.
I just don't understand the mind of a panty collector, even on the other
yeah,
end
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Like, where do they...
Yeah.
Do you start What's out it? And you get...
I have a curious
It's
case.
Like collecting art or something, and you start out, and you might start out with that fat chick that we just looked at, and then you kind of work up to a hot chick, and then you frame those panties and put them in your living room. And
it's kind of like on American Pickers when they're buying signs, like
right,
old signs.
Right.
They're like, oh, look at this rusted out gross sign. It's cheap enough for someone who wants to get into it
yeah.
to buy and hang up, but then... You can only look at that for so long, and then you're like, man, I think I need a nicer sign.
Right. You want to upgrade.
This yeah. one's called Long Haired and Hairy Tata.
Hell of a bush.
Yep. She does. Yes, yep. she does.
It looks like all the rest are much better. That was one of the worst ones we saw.
Yeah. There's some bad ones mixed
no,
in.
No, there are, but it's yeah. not, I still oh, think like, she's winning.
One of some big ass cheeks. Damn, you like them. Oh, no!
That's not great right there, Lise.
Oh, back that crap up.
Jesus, you gotta watch Steve. Because he looks at this stuff and then...
That girl looks like just, you know, normal girl on the street you'd see.
Yeah. Right, like when we work in your
but
Walmart
that's what,
register.
Like,
most of them I bet are strippers.
That's what it looks like.
Some of them must be making and a poor living.
Yeah, I mean, strippers.
I think if I was a stripper coach, though, this is what I would do. I would tell strippers to have an OnlyFans, an Instagram, sell your panties. Like, I'd want them to diversify into all of their...
Blood?
Oh, yeah.
Is that blood?
There you go.
That's what it looks like.
There
is that
you
blood?
Go. Well, she's called Satanás Abyss, which is a older term for Satan. So... She's not very satanic to me. I mean, if I want a Satan chick, it's going to be more intense.
She's not
than
as
that.
Tattooed and pierced up as you do.
No, see that little that
her
girl
fake
is.
Blood on her profile.
Yeah. Satan's followers. Oh my God, look at this one.
I know. I know.
She's definitely one of those real trashy stripper girls.
See, but like this is the thing. Like this person thinks that they're drop dead,
hot as hell.
Oh boy, that is a glamour shot if I ever saw one.
It's amazing. You fall into the panty abyss here, but I mean, it's probably about 50% pretty decent, and then 50% can't.
Well, don't
you're
you
on
feel
there.
Like the ones that look great? Like I like.
Are you really
that one's not real, right?
Yeah, some of them I think might not be real.
Right,
like the creamy.
You're really getting that first one we saw. Real. She's probably just putting pictures of another chick up there and selling her. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like the phone sex operator scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think she's super hot, but really it's just a big girl who's put those panties.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that? Just have fake photos
up.
Oh,
my goodness.
And sell.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Instead of putting like your own gross photo.
Oh, how about a piece of that, Chuck?
Well, because everybody's got a thing, you know?
Right. Some people
like this is someone's thing.
Big old trashy girls.
That's true. Like,
that's someone's thing.
When I DJed at strip clubs, like the bigger girls and gross girls, like
they still
sometimes would have as good a night as the hot girls.
Yep.
Money wise.
Yep. Well, because guys are. Some guys believe they have it figured out where they're like, this is the grossest girl at the strip club. Mm-hmm. This is who I could hook up with.
Yeah.
What happened? Look how low they are.
Careful.
Look how low.
What do you expect?
They go so low.
You can't talk. It's like killed Dave's voice. He can't.
Oh, God. Oh,
what's
boy.
What's her patches she's got on?
Hmm.
What's she wearing?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What are those?
She might be diabetic.
Yeah, it could be diabetic.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want diabetic panties? We can even get you those.
Could be.
Oh, yeah, she's got it all over.
Wow.
The other.
She's like a beat up mom.
Well, look at her feet. Did you see her feet? Go back. Go back and look at her feet.
Right?
Where's her feet?
The one in the chair. She was in a chair.
Here?
They're dirty.
Dirty. Man. Well, some people
they
like
love
that.
It, right?
Some people like dirty feet. See? I don't. I like them clean.
She's in shape, you know.
Yeah.
Good shape. I don't know. Oh, she says she's a teacher.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's the.
My God, is how old is that bush?
Well,
that looks like it's seen some years. Look at.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Oh, goodness. Oh, that's. Blurry for a reason.
That's not.
It's an ancient nether region. Looks like she said.
She does not.
There's another big one.
She does not show your face for a reason, I think, that lady.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh, that's.
See, some of them look real. They say they're like gamers and stuff.
Miss Perfect is anything but.
I disagree.
You want that, Chuck?
That's
you
exactly
want
what
that?
I'm
okay,
yeah,
let's
for.
Order Chuck some Miss Perfect panties.
Goodness.
Yeah,
look
you want a
that.
Little bit of this? Ooh, how about that, Chuck?
Well, you know what?
You want some
at
of
at least so far.
Yeah, you like that?
She's at least had tasteful stuff on for her body type.
She's not as bad as I thought she would have been.
Oh, there's boy. There's some low hanging fruit.
Your nipples out. Pardon you.
I don't know. It's just I don't know how these people. As you can see, there's so many people selling it.
I can't believe how many people are
on here.
No,
it's literally page after page after page of panties.
It's one of the most popular things. Yeah. Ooh, look at that lady.
I don't think there's enough.
Classy with a touch of nasty. Classy with a touch of nasty.
I think the marketplace has reached to where they need this many.
panty providers.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Like it's oversaturated
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd say nasty with a touch of nasty.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What? Is she someone's mom?
She right? is. She is, yeah.
Your mom's selling her panties online.
Yeah.
That is no good. I hope no one discovers it that you know. Oh, wow. There's a lot of scarring going on here.
Oh, God. That.
Oh,
so much ass. So much ass.
It's been 15 minutes of Dave
just being like, oh, my God. Look at that stain. Well, hello.
Well.
Do you think this is why people aren't working at all these jobs are available? Everyone's selling panties and...
Yeah.
Like all this online.
You sell a couple
stuff.
Pairs of panties a month and you can pay for groceries.
OnlyFans.
Doing OnlyFans. Listen, it's like I said, if I was coaching a stripper right now, I'd be like, you have to do all these different things.
But they're killing the everything. They're killing.
Yeah, but this
guy
no
says,
strippers working at Arby's.
I'm a 5'4" male. I do HVAC in Fort Myers. How much can I get from my 24-hour undies?
More than you think.
Men.
There's no guys on this.
No, I don't see
no,
guys
but
on
like,
this at all.
I bet there's gayunderwear.com or whatever.
Gayunderwear.
We should start that site before someone else
Absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely, we should. Because that's going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
Well, there's All Things Worn.
Oh, okay. There's already a site, of course.
Yeah. So used underwear.
Oh, used
hosiery. Use shoes, use hosiery, use clothing, use naughty extras.
Get everything on here.
Yep.
Use shoes, yeah.
And this looks like it's a British site.
A lot of those people that were on that panty site were British, too.
Were they? Mm-hmm. Must be. I wonder if it's bigger over there.
They're messed. They're messed up.
Yeah, they are.
It's just crazy to think about, like, somebody goes to work, and then they're like, oh, man, that's sweet. Friday's payday.
Get some panties.
Order like three or four different pairs of panties.
Which, what's the percentage of like it's scams? They've never even worn them. They've just, you know, don't you think that's high?
Pretty much.
95%.
Oh,
yeah. And so you'd think.
Half of these girls that you think you're buying something off of, they're James.
Right.
It's just James with a thing of tuna, and he just presses the panties down into the tuna
Somebody
can.
Somebody with much more time on their hands than I do. Otherwise,
right.
I'd be making a racket just selling fake man thongs that smell.
Oh, my God. You'd kill it at man thongs. I'll sign up right now.
I don't know if I should go with like hot dog water or onion. No.
We'll have to get the sweat combination right.
There's a guy who said he made $300 a week selling his used stuff.
Listen, if you're like a good-looking guy... It's about the visual, so you'd have to be a good-looking, in-shape guy, and then you can go to gayunderwear.com, copyright Dave and Chuck the Freak, and then I'm sure you could kill it.
But shouldn't it be used gay underwear?
I like...
Right, because gayunderwear.com could just be
like
just
a
underwear a gay guy would wear.
Yeah, like, oh, God, I get new...
It's available.
It's available.
You're right.
Put
in used.
So give it away. Again, we're not actually going to start that site, but yeah, we got it. That's it.
We got it. We're finally.
We're in the men's used panty business.
What else we get into? And finally, we know.
The show's done. We've made millions with dirty men's underpants.
underwear for how many years for Dave and Chuck? Underwear basement.
We got a sweatshop of guys just putting stuff on and off.
More tuna, boys!
I wonder what our cut of the underwear game would be.
I don't know. You have to charge a percentage of
right.
what they sell, right?
That's what I would say.
Yeah, we got to take quite a cut. Wrap this up. So like 50%? Is that too much to ask?
It's too much.
Too much. So 25%.
Nobody would sign up for that.
I think it's like $2 a pair or something.
Well, what if they sell them for like $50 a pair? We can't just get $2. It's got to be a percentage.
You want to do like the Amazon thing.
Right.
We're going to be the Amazon of men's underwear.
Amadongs.
Amadong.
Amadong.com.
Oh, my God.
I
think we might get sued by
Amazon.
So.
By Jeffrey Bezos.
The site's available.
It is?
Yeah.
You guys, we're going to do Amadong.com.
What can we else can we sell on there? We can't. We have to sell more things.
2-day delivery.
Yeah, you have to have a. I don't know what you call it instead of Prime, but
damn a dong.
I don't know. We got all sorts of stuff to work on today. Soon we got to wrap this show up because we got business plans to make. Welcome to Amadon.
I do like Lisa's business mind, though, because she's like, we're going to be the Amazon of... we're going to sell 14 pairs of underwear, and Lisa's like, we're going to be the Amazon of men's underwear.
I dream.
Yeah, I know. It's good. I mean, I like it. I do. I appreciate the high standards.
Anything worth doing is worth doing right.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And then we, too, can go to space in a dick-shaped rocket.
Exactly.
Well, of course.
Boom!
Painted used underwear
Who
on
else
it.
Should be doing that?
You should
us.
Make the parachute look like panties.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's what we say. We don't want ours to land. We want ours to deploy a series of panty-like parachutes and float to the ground.
Amazing. All right. Well, now we have our future all plotted out here. So good luck to you. Sign up soon at Amadon.com to sell. Gentlemen, your used underwear. Mm-hmm. All right. Another senior hits the gas instead of the brake. There's a twist to this one. I'll get to it in just a second. But this happened in North Andover, Massachusetts. And luckily, the pizza place wasn't open yet when they plowed right into it. Mm. Here's a quick update from WCVB-TV.
Quite a scene at a pizza shop in North Andover this morning. An SUV plowed into Captain Pizza, doing considerable damage, as you can see.
Oh, my God.
The shop had not opened for the day yet, and that was a good thing.
Just basically damages to the store, all the way into the countertops, all the way to the grill area. It went all the way in. So,
but you weren't inside, so that's great.
Thank God I wasn't. No, I was getting supplies. I was just coming within 10 minutes to open.
Oh, the driver apparently hit the gas instead of the brake. No serious injuries were reported.
So the driver was an 83-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Her 74-year-old husband was the passenger, and he called police on her from inside the car.
This crazy woman.
I would love to hear that call.
Me too.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm looking at her right now.
Let me describe her to you.
It's all hopped up on pills.
Blue hair, short, curly. Walks with a limp.
She's probably screaming
purple
at him to
outfit.
Shut up.
Right. Pants. Matching blazer.
What are you telling them?
I'm describing you to the police. Woman, you wouldn't let me drive? Just because I hit that dog?
Place
I didn't see it.
Pizza place came out of nowhere.
Jumped up and bit you, huh?
Yeah. It's a weird day when you got to call the cops on your wife.
Yeah. No, it's not good. I'm glad he did.
Oh, I am too. And again, it's
he was like, you're gonna done it this time.
Yeah,
that's it. Getting the law involved.
Yeah.
He's probably so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, of course. Of course he is. But the good thing is, it was early in the morning and the pizza place wasn't open
yet. Yeah. Probably. She's robbing the cradle, huh?
Yeah, I guess she's 83, he's 74. Damn. But that's
a girl.
That's the problem with dating an 83-year-old or married to one.
Yeah.
If you're 74, she'll plow things into
things. It's just crazy that she, like, they deemed she's the driver.
So he must be a mess.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
He's got to be.
Warning. Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark-sided.
Everything's ungodly. Dark-sided.
Tough. Also super dark side.
Well, no, I mean, it's just
real dark.
I mean, you feel sorry for the people, but you also got to go, I mean, what were you expecting?
Oh.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay.
We don't know yet.
I'll tell you. You can decide.
Okay.
Two men struck and killed by a train in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Were conducting a memorial for their brother who was struck and killed by a train in the exact same spot last week. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Our whole family's been killed by trains. My daddy was killed by a train. His daddy was killed by a train, too.
I'm on my way right now to go pay respects to all the men who...
You know, we're thinking not to have the memorials at the track.
You hear something? You hear it? We're all hard of hearing.
Sounds like a train, but you can't tell till they're right up on your legs.
Well, I'm looking straight that way, and there's nothing.
I mean, stand on the tracks with my back to the sound and see if I can see anything.
Yeah, I don't see anything coming. Way. You?
I know.
I'm not going to turn around backwards.
Let me lay down and put my ear right on the rail.
Yeah, let's do that.
See? Sound like a train.
Yeah, but I don't see anything. That's the thing.
I don't see anything. I feel like a rumble.
I can feel a wind coming.
What is it? I don't see anything yet.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been halved.
That's a train. I don't know. It's like a ghost train.
Yeah. That is a...
Then you're dead.
You got to run out of eulogies for those guys at a certain point.
Yeah, you really
right?
will. Officers say 29-year-old Pablo Tequerum and 20-year-old Jose Tequerum were walking north on the southbound tracks, conducting a memorial for their brother who was killed in that spot last week when they were both struck by a train and both pronounced dead at the scene.
They didn't, like, do this on purpose?
It seems like they did.
They don't say they did. They say they were conducting a memorial for their brother, 27-year-old Balthazar.
How do you say that?
How do you say that?
Balthazar.
Who was killed in the same location. He drove around the crossing arms to try and beat the train, but didn't.
Did you hear something?
Like these guys take a lot of risks.
Yeah.
Did you hear a choo-choo?
I don't hear anything. Just keep walking.
That's fine. It'll be fine. Oh, no. He's going to kill us both. Yep.
Oh, God.
You don't die right away. They don't tell you that.
Yeah, you roll around underneath. Chuppity-chup.
Police sergeant said it's a very tragic incident.
Well, sure.
Yeah, the family's got safety mechanisms were working properly.
Yeah, I mean, the only safety mechanism that wasn't working was looking behind yourself.
The conductor of the train did stop after he destroyed the two brothers.
Yeah, ruined that guy's day.
Yeah. Listen, I saw a train hit a deer.
It's an ugly scene. I've seen it. I used to see on Live Leak all the time.
Yeah.
They do believe they may have been drinking all night and then went to the tracks to
introduce
their brother, and that was
bad judgment.
Yeah. Wow. So three siblings.
That's crazy.
All killed.
All gone the same way.
Within a week on the same train tracks.
Killed by one of the oldest forms of transportation.
And listen, trains can't stop on a dime.
No, they don't. No. It takes them miles and miles.
It's crazy for the remaining family members to be like, damn you, trains!
You could never see a train again, right? You could never see a train again.
No. Trains are everywhere. And nowhere.
True.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
But I barely see them.
Really?
I mean, every once in a while.
And you're
not like the old days.
The old trainy days.
Yes. Hopping the rails.
Sad.
It's not good.
Time for the family.
Yeah, it's rough. They got to stay away from those trains.
There's none left. The family has to stay away.
There's none left now. That's all the brothers. Let's hope.
R.I.P. Balthazar.
Yep.
Pablo.
Yes.
And Jose.
Yep.
Yes. Tiquarium.
We should probably go to the tracks and
put some flowers down.
Yeah.
Have like a little sit down, Virgil. What do you call it? Not a Virgil.
Yeah, we're going to have a Virgil.
A Virgil. We're here for the Virgil. It's a candlelight Virgil.
We're here for Balthazar Virgil.
I'm Virgil.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I was in a pretty sketchy elevator over the weekend. Mm. We took Aiden to visit his future campus.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a moment. But we stayed at this hotel, and it sounded like every floor we passed, like something from the elevator was clicking on something.
Oh, a little hanging piece of metal.
Yeah, like something was scratching against stuff. I couldn't wait to get out of that elevator. This, though, way more terrifying. In Nebraska, there was a massive downpour over the weekend, especially in Omaha. Some people got trapped in an elevator that was on the basement level, and then it started flooding with water.
Stop it. It's like right out of a horror movie.
Like right out of a horror movie.
Oh my God.
Tony Liu, who's from Omaha, captured the moment on his social media. He and two female friends were trapped in an elevator. This was at an apartment building. They were in the basement. It wouldn't move. Quite a scene. Elevator gets stuck and water pours in through the vents and slowly starts to rise. At first, they thought it was funny, and then they start to freak out.
Well, because you think it's going to be 2 inches of water on the ground.
Here's a little bit. You can check this out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it for yourself, but this is a little bit of it here. But that's outside. That's how crazy it was.
Let me see your best moose impression.
Here they are. That's when the water starts flooding in, slowly creeping up, and then it's up to their waist and then his shoulders. And then they start freaking out and calling the authorities.
That's crazy.
Oh, that my God.
That is so scary.
Think about Let me see your best moose impression.
Jeez. The sound of that water smashing into the elevator door.
Then you're trapped in there like Star Wars style.
Yes. That's what it is. Like, you think it's the end, right?
That's crazy.
Of course you'd think it's the end.
Dirty water.
Yeah, that's so gross. The other thing about elevators and escalators is like they're such easy, simple machines, but when they go wrong, they go wrong.
You are right.
Real wrong.
Half people.
Yeah.
Drown them.
Half people.
Dude, we saw that one person got halved.
Yeah.
Escalators can cause an entire avalanche of elderly people.
There was an escalator in China just ate a woman.
It's the craziest thing. Yeah. Just to go up.
Just to go up without trying.
Trying to go up.
Yeah. I want to go up without trying.
So,
an woman.
Some of his friends were able to hoist themselves under the elevator railing to get away from the water. One of them was calling 911 from help, including the building maintenance man. Eventually, they were able to pry the doors open from the outside, and they literally swam out as the water came rushing out.
So someone was on the outside of it and got them out?
Well, a few people were able to pry it open from the outside.
Every time I'm in an elevator, I always check that weird little license they have, too, to see like
you
when
do?
The last time.
You really?
I like to check the weight to see if I'm pushing density.
I don't want to check the weight, but I'm like, it's been a while since this one's been checked out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's weird, too. In the place we were at, this hotel, they had a rule, like, it was only one family per elevator, still, like, COVID rule.
Oh, yeah.
But they had two elevators, and this was a giant hotel.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what's going to take forever.
So every time the door would open, as we were going down, there would already be somebody in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
And finally, like I'm like, do you guys mind if we come in? No, we don't care. So, you know, like, you just jump in an elevator. But
it's like that elevator in Vegas. Like, it's always...
Oh, that's a bad
one. Yeah. It was always packed with people.
Bad. Yep. But, yeah, so this is super scary, and somehow, luckily, they got the doors open.
Let me see
open.
Your best moose impression.
Of course, it's now his TikTok saying how I almost died, but...
Mm-hmm, of course.
Yeah, and that's some dirty looking... Did you see? That wasn't no clean water.
No, right. It's like street water, you know?
It was in the street water.
Turns out in the street water is always gross.
Quite filthy. Quite filthy. If you want to see it for yourself, you can go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Here's another scary moment. The good news here is, again, no one seriously hurt or died. But imagine if this happened to you. Some woman sitting in her car in a parking lot at a lighthouse in Santa Cruz, California. A random guy opens her passenger side door. She's in the car by herself.
Okay.
She got totally spooked. She thought she was being carjacked or worse, right?
Yeah.
So before he could get in, she floored it. Right over a cliff.
Oh, man.
With both of them?
No.
Oh.
Just her. Luckily, it was a small cliff.
Okay.
She fell about 10 feet.
Yeah, that's enough.
And landed on a beach. There's them pulling the car out. That's how it looked.
Oh, my.
Down below. Again, you can check this out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, too. She only ended up with a minor foot injury, luckily, but her SUV pretty roughed up. So why was the guy trying to get into her car in the first place?
Thought it was his.
Honest mistake, yeah. Thought he was getting in to the car that he came in.
Poor guy was like, why'd you do that?
Oh, no.
Because to him, it's the person picking him up. Right. That this person that he thought he knew just drove off a cliff. He's devastated by it.
Yeah. The car was similar make and model in the same color, and they were parked right next to each other. So truly an accident. Oh, he's not facing any charges. Neither is the woman. But a really bad night for her. She flew over a cliff.
Something that happens in one of those, like, everything goes wrong movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it starts.
Well, you got to keep your wits about you, though. I get it. You know, it's scary if a random dude gets into your car as a woman by herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you also realize cliff ahead.
Yeah.
Like, maybe.
Do you think it was, like, so dark that she didn't even realize there was a cliff?
No, she was at the edge. That's why you go there.
Okay.
I mean, I think she just freaked out because she's a chick and there's dude opening her car door.
You're so right, though. Imagine the guy.
Yeah. What the hell?
Whoa!
Sorry about the trouble.
You just think it's your wife or your girlfriend, whoever's there picking you up.
Margaret!
You'd feel so bad when you realize, though, some chick freaked out thinking you were trying to, you know, take her car and then drove over a cliff.
Because once the car disappears, then you see the person that was supposed to pick you up right next to
right
them.
There.
Man, when that thing landed, too, it had to have shaken her up.
I bet that's why she, like, broke her foot or...
Yeah.
No, they say minor foot injury.
Oh.
So she's lucky.
So lucky.
Yeah.
And if she had been going a little faster, she probably would have right in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's right on the beach.
Yeah.
That's a crazy... That's like probably one of the craziest things that can happen in 1 minute or less.
Yeah.
Drove over a cliff because I thought someone was carjacking me. Yeah. Turns out it was a guy who just got into the wrong car.
Yeah.
I've done that. Gotten into the wrong car.
Dude, you know what? I go up to the wrong car all the time because there's a million renegades.
There's a lot.
There's a million of them. And there's like one that looks exactly like mine in the parking lot. And but every morning I almost B&E a car.
Oh, that's you that's pulling on the handle of my car?
Yeah.
Come on. Have you ever Batman logo on the back of my car, Andy?
Have you ever, though, like, went to a car that you thought was yours and, like, you open the door and it opens?
Yes.
Like, the people, like, didn't lock it. So you're like, oh, okay. And then you're like, oh, wait, no.
It just happened to me, like, a week or two ago at the gym because I backed into a spot. Black SUV.
Yeah.
There was this empty spot beside me right to the door of the gym. A black SUV backed into the spot there.
Yeah.
So I come out thinking, of course, that's my car. It's right here. I pulled the door handle. Luckily, the guy in the gym I knew, but I'm like, oh, I'm in his car. Close the door, walk around to my other car. Yeah. It was very awkward. Because it took a second. You know, you're kind of hazy. I'm like,
hey,
this doesn't look like my car.
Yeah.
That's because I've done that so much, now I always hit like a button on my key fob to turn the lights on or do something.
Never had that happen.
Yeah, so you know it's yours.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Here's how to go to jail and lose multiple friends at once. 45-year-old James Williams was doing some drinking with a few friends in Key West, Florida the other day. He was with another guy and two women. Sounds like they were all vacationing there together. So they're heading back to their hotel at 2:30 in the morning, wasted. As you do in Key West. When one of the women passed out.
Mm-hmm.
So James put her in a wheelbarrow he found and started pushing her back to their place.
All right.
Which is a funny visual. But then he got mean. He was pissed at her.
Oh.
Started tossing out insults about her weight.
Geez, well, he is pushing her wheelbarrow.
I know, but still.
I know.
Then don't do it. Then just leave her.
Yeah.
And then he dumped beer on her.
Well, trying to wake her.
This was the other guy's lady.
Okay. Was the other guy there?
Yes. The other guy is like, hey, enough.
It's like,
I hate your fat girlfriend.
That is hilarious.
Push your own fat girlfriend then.
Why am I pushing your fat girlfriend? Here, have another drink.
That guy is like, I hate your fat girlfriend.
I mean, wow, that'd be hard to hear. It's you just you
maybe
know.
The other guy was like beyond wasted. He couldn't do it himself.
I don't know.
But don't offer to be the nice guy then if you're not the nice guy.
Well, he's not.
Yeah. He just probably wanted to get home, and he's like, well, she's not moving.
I got
to
wheelbarrow this fat bitch.
So the other guy told him to stop, and that's when the fight started.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You knew they were going to fight.
The woman who passed out woke up in the wheelbarrow.
That's a bad place to wake up.
And tried to separate them.
Gosh.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm like, I knew you were awake the whole time.
Why is there beer all over me?
Because I poured it on you, fatty.
As soon as I roll out of this wheelbarrow, I'm going to...
Good luck. Good luck getting out.
Break up your fight.
I'm about to kick your boyfriend's ass and dump you out of that wheelbarrow.
Don't, I love him.
So James pushed her to the ground as she tried to separate the two guys fighting.
Sit down.
I can't.
Then he tackled...
Let me help.
Tackled his buddy and started choking him.
Yeah. I'm going to choke your boyfriend to death.
No.
And then during the struggle, he pulled a Mike Tyson. Mm-mm. He bit part of his buddy's ear off.
I'm eating it. I'm eating your boyfriend's ear.
This is crazy.
It's a wild bunch.
Yeah, it is.
Key West.
Not his beautiful ears.
Not his beautiful ears.
Oh, Poor guy. That was an especially good one.
Cops did eventually show up. They arrested James for aggravated battery.
Yeah.
Take a look at these people.
It's not clear if they found the missing chunk of his friend's ear or not. All we have is his mugshot because he was the only one arrested there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that's a Key West partier right there.
That's the face of a Key West partier.
Yeah. He's a big dude, too.
Yeah. I assume there were four big people.
Yeah, I was just
right.
Four
biggies on vacay.
Yeah. Yep.
It's hilarious. I am done pushing your fat girlfriend. I'm done with it. It's too long on a push, dude. Help. 300 pounds.
You're going to have to push her. I can't push her myself.
It's like working construction and I'm moving a bunch of bricks or something, man. You got...
She's not that heavy. She's like 245.
Is there any way you could maybe go get a snow dog team? And we can, like a mule?
I can barely stand.
It's 2:30 in the morning, right? How long have they been drinking? Probably
all
since
day.
Noon.
Where did they find a wheelbarrow?
They stole it.
They stole it.
Somewhere in Key West.
Right.
So in a stolen wheelbarrow, these four are working their way down the roads in the middle of the night, and he had enough of that big girl.
It's like some of the strongest drinks you can buy are down there, too.
And cheapest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Strongest and cheapest.
Yeah. I mean, I do get it. The other guy was too drunk or whatever, but it's his girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not pushing anyone's big girl.
No, my God.
I'd get frustrated, too.
I'm not.
Listen, you can't do it. Well, then I guess you guys are sleeping here.
I hate
me and my big lady are on the way.
Yeah.
Right?
We're going to... Good luck, guys. Hope it all works out.
No, you can't. You can't do that. It shouldn't be on you. I mean, he's a douchebag still. He bit part of his buddy's ear off, but still, you can't do that. If you observe Lent, one of the main points is sacrificing something for 40 days to avoid the temptation, like abstaining from alcohol or chocolate.
Yeah.
Or Big Macs.
Yeah.
A Russian woman could not make it through, though. And now she's suing McDonald's. Because their burger ads were just too tempting.
I get
it. She waited a long time after Lent to
Yeah.
This lawsuit.
Well, it takes time, you know, the legal, Russian legal system.
She is an Orthodox Christian. She had made it most of the way through Lent, but she saw a McDonald's ad and couldn't resist.
T.O.L. beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and the sesame seed bun.
Sesame seeds.
She immediately went to McDonald's after seeing the commercial and got a cheeseburger. She's claiming it's a violation of the consumer protection law, and she wants the Russian courts to investigate.
Well, it's Russia, so you never know.
I've never actually seen the inside of a Russian court.
I don't think many have.
I
think a lot of the cases are handled at the top of a building.
That's true. I think that, they do figure that out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I didn't know they had such crazy. They can go all the way deep into the consumer protection laws.
She wants McDonald's to compensate her for her moral damage in the amount of 1,000 rubles, which is about $14.
Is it? Is
this? I don't know. You must be pretty desperate for money if
you're thinking of any ideas, any ways.
Doing a major lawsuit for $14.
Yeah, ideas.
I'm trying to think of like what the Big Mac commercial would be in Russia, though. Because it'd be like, 1.5 beef patty, no sauce, no lettuce, cheese,
maybe one pickle
with a pickle.
Yeah, that's it.
On a plain ass bread.
That's their Big Mac.
That's their Big Mac. It's not the same.
Not as special.
Doesn't have
same flair.
Yeah. Right.
Nope. It can't be that good.
You want the ketchup?
1,000 rubles.
22,000 rubles.
We don't have ketchup.
All right, if you are a big McDonald's fan, you may have heard of Donald Gorski. He's from Wisconsin. He has held the Guinness World Record for the most Big Macs eaten since 1999.
Yeah, I think we talked about
this guy before. We absolutely did. But he's still at it, you guys.
Oh my God.
He recently got his record updated to 32,340 Big Macs. And he knows exactly how many he's had because he's kept the packaging and receipts for all of them.
That's so nuts.
Yes. He's kept 32,340 Big Mac packages and receipts.
He's going to need a bigger place.
He first started eating Big Macs in 1972. He's averaged 2 a day since then. At the beginning, though, he was up to 9 a day. Donald's wife, who's a nurse,
she'll need to be,
says his diet is nutritionally deficient, but she says amazingly he's in good health with exceptionally low cholesterol.
That's genetics. He's lucky.
Well, he stays active. He walks 6 miles a day.
Oh, that's good.
He doesn't take fries or anything with the meals. He just has the 2 Big Macs. So the Guinness folks did a new interview with the dude.
Oh, this guy, huh?
Yeah, he's a crazy looking fella.
I love hamburger like no other food. I have eaten 32,340 Big Macs in my lifetime. I am closing in on 50 years next year of eating them every day. This is a McDonald's Big Mac. It's the best sandwich in the world. When I like something, I stick with it all the time. My habit right now is...
I didn't realize his hair was that long in the back.
Would be like 14 a week.
He's like all business up front. I mean, he is.
The session with Big Macs began.
He's got the weirdest hairdo I've ever seen.
The front of it's so crazy.
1972 is the day I got my
first
car.
He cuts it for sure himself.
I drove to McDonald's. I ordered my first 3 Big Macs, went out in the car and ate them. And I said right there that I'm going to probably eat these the rest of my life. And I threw the cartons in the back seat and started counting them from day one.
This is 2006, 2007, 2008,
oh my God. It's like an accountant, but they're all Big Mac cases.
So how I keep track of how many Big Macs I've eaten is, for one thing, I save the cartons. Another thing is I save all the receipts. And I also keep a running count on a calendar. I've kept a running count on the calendar since May 17, 1972, right up through today. So I can tell you which Big Macs I ate on which day. This is a McDonald's Big Mac. It's the best sandwich in the world. As you see here, you've got your sesame seed bun on the top, first patty, pickles, you have some lettuce, special sauce, and you got your middle bun, second patty, slice of cheese, more lettuce and special sauce.
I don't like seeing your finger on that food.
I know.
It's the best sandwich in the world.
Off-putting.
And everybody knows what's in that
big one. Yeah.
Don Gorski did not tell me about his Big Mac obsession when we first met. I'm not sure it was an obsession quite then. He ate Big Macs every day.
Still married,
as a matter of fact, sometimes I would bring him a Big Mac, but I didn't realize it would go on forever.
I ate my first Big Mac on May 17th, 1972. I started out eating pretty much 9 a day for quite a while here.
I'm not a type of person that tries new stuff, and when I like something, I stick with it all the time. It's like, for me, it's Big Macs every day. It's Coca-Cola every day. The stuff that I like is what I do every day, and it's just part of the way I am.
Okay, I tell you what's not good? Bringing it home and microwaving
it. Yeah, what's he doing that for?
So he probably buys like 2 at one time, right? So
I bet he buys like 10, and then he doesn't have to go every day.
Ooh.
And then he brings them home, puts them in the freezer or in the
fridge. It's not good microwave lettuce.
That's what I mean. He just nuked the whole thing.
In the box.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
Nope. He lives a very disturbing life.
Yeah.
But Lisa's right. He found someone.
Yeah.
Someone's with him.
She thought this would end, and it just kept going.
Yeah.
Like, what's he do?
What's his job?
Yeah, like, what's he do?
It's not like, look, his place isn't very fancy or
anything. No, I know. And his hairdo, you can't do much with that hair.
Take her on a wild journey sexually.
Oh, God.
There's no way.
Big Mac fella?
Yeah, he's got a Big Mac.
Oh, no.
It must be.
He gives me 12 orgasms a night.
Oh, stop. It says he's an American author.
Well, that's about all he could do.
That means he doesn't have a job.
Yeah, yeah.
American author.
Unemployed. What's his book? You know? Yeah, it was something about Big Macs, right?
Oh, I'm sure he's written about, probably does like McDonald's fan fiction or something.
Oh, no.
I hope it's involving the characters like Grimace and the Hamburglar.
You bang Grimace.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
Oh, did you see him with his hair?
What does it say?
How do you start?
It was a Big Mac book.
Yeah.
He wrote a Big Mac book? Yeah.
Yeah.
How in the world do you decide, like, the first time you have something, I'm going to eat this more than anyone else in the world?
I don't know. I guess I've done that with Chipotle burritos.
You could be the next Donald Gorski.
Write a book.
Have you saved? But, I mean, think about saving the receipts and, like, the bowls.
So, yeah, going in, you know you want to do something special with this, right? Because you're saving everything from when you purchased it back in 1972.
He's just so weird. It says that his occupation is a
correctional officer.
So he keeps inmates in line?
Oh, boy.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
He's such a mystery, Don Gorski.
He is. But that lady loves his special sauce. And
he's a wild fellow.
Somehow they're still together. He's been featured in it. He was in the Super Size Me documentary. Mm. And he was also in something called Don Gorski Mac Daddy. That was released in 2005.
It must be like the documentary
of him.
It must be. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you hate to see him eat.
That's just, it is real gross when he eats and he points to all those different sections of the Big Mac.
Like, so, he wrote a book 10,000 Big Macs ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's outdated.
Yeah.
He has spent, someone did the math, of course, over $130,000 on Big Macs.
That's crazy.
Well, you shouldn't eat 9 in a day.
$130,000 on Big Macs?
On Big Macs.
Yeah. It sucks when you break down how much money you've spent
on anything. How much money do you think you've spent on anything
you
like?
You don't want to know.
This could be Chuck in 5 years. He's the Blizzard Man, right?
How much have you spent on Blizzards in
Blizzard
your life?
Boy, Chuck.
Blizzard math here.
No.
I don't think we want to know.
Okay, I'll be honest. I'll be honest about something. It was a couple years ago, but like I went to one of my, like, the guy who's like watching, making sure I don't spend too much money. And he was like, just so you know, your number one thing that you spend money on is Dairy Queen.
Really?
No.
This is a real thing that happened?
Yep.
Honestly, that happened.
You have somebody look over all your finances and oh my gosh.
And he was like,
really,
the number one thing.
You have to give over your Dairy Queen receipts to this guy?
I'll give it to him. No, it's just he looks... Everything comes out of the bank. And
he looks
like,
over all your stuff.
You can tell. He's like, your number one expense. Your number one expense.
Your number one expense is Dairy Queen.
Yeah. That's thing amazing. That I buy.
You're lying.
I'm not. I swear. It's Dairy Queen.
Wow, dude.
Is that still the case? Other than like paying for your house, like all that stuff. It was like, you know, my credit card, the number one thing that was on my credit card. I don't buy a lot of stuff.
Right.
So it was easy for it to creep up.
Do you have like a separate account that you do private stuff on? Like if you had something private you wanted to
do? What would I do private?
I don't know, I don't think anything.
But I'm not worried about
whatever you buy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like stuff like that. You don't
I say, hey,
your finance guy looks that over.
I'm buying dildos.
That's so strange.
He goes and buys a gift card and uses the gift card to buy his dildos.
I just buy my dildos. I don't care who knows who.
Huh.
I'm like, Steve, I'm buying dildos today. Big, thought I should give you the heads up.
Still not as much as I spend on blizzards, but
I'm going to spend $1,000 on a dildo today. Just a heads up. I don't want to raise any red flags over there.
Someone said Chuck should write a book, The Blizzard of Oz.
Yeah. I want to know how much you spend. I want to break it down.
Well, this was in the heart of like when I was like truly hated all my life. It was in the middle of all that. So I think it was now.
You don't hate your life now?
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, he does still, but not as much.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't like it. But
it's not as bad.
So it was like daily blizzards.
It was daily.
How much are blizzards?
This would have been,
because you don't get the small one.
No. Well, I've seen them go up from like $4.75 to like $6.30.
Like gas prices, too.
I've seen them go up. I've lived through, I believe, and I.
They don't come back down though.
Like, I think that this was long, and this is like a long time ago that I must have been told this. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. This is a long time.
You still think about do you still think it would be your number one like expense outside of your daily living?
It's hard to say because I have Stella. Mm. She probably throws things.
But just you. Yeah. If you took Stella out of the picture. Do you still think
I don't buy anything
besides like blizzards.
Fish food.
You buy a lot of hobby
blizzards.
Stuff, right? Aquarium stuff.
Yeah, but not, you know, consistently. But it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like $25 for a thing of food. I don't know.
We're breaking down Chuck's finances.
Yeah. I know. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
I'm just curious about the blizzard thing. But.
Yeah, you made the big
one. But you probably don't want to know how much it is total.
No.
Like this guy did. Yeah. Big Mac guy.
You're definitely our Dairy Queen, but.
Yeah. I think anything that you buy, you know, like even guys who like smoke and then you find out she's like, I smoked 2 packs a day for 20 years, and then you crunch the numbers on that, and you're like, oh, why? What did I do?
Yeah. Do you think you guys are the norm or not the norm? Like, so Andy, who goes to Chipotle on a regular, and you go to Dairy Queen on a regular, because I find that I never go to the same place over and over again. I don't really do that a lot, but it's always I change, like, I want to try something different. Like, do you think it's the norm for people that have their place and they go there all the time?
That's what they're counting on. James and Taco Bell,
you at Dairy Queen, Andy at Chipotle.
That's what they're counting on.
That's your brand.
Because they know once a brand is yours.
Like, once you make it a habit, it's hard to break that habit.
Yep.
And that's what they try to do to get you to keep coming in, maybe become part of your daily routine. Now it's, you know, it's part of your life. You always go to do that.
Yeah. And that's why those places are where they are. It's like, you know, like, If I know I don't want to get something, I'll take a different way home. Because there's like one way I can take home where I won't pass any.
Any fast food places at all.
But I'm telling you, I'm driving by, it's calling to me every single time. But they all call to me. Like, I might want Taco Bell one day. And I think that's the thing. I think now if you looked at it, it would still be like fast food would be probably my number one.
They're your only friends.
that's why I'm so upset that they're not working. Where are my friends?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We talked about this the other day, and I wanted to bring it up again with a question. In case you missed it, Dollar General is recalling folding chairs because there's a minor problem where people have had their fingers amputated.
Yeah. Just a minor
problem. Just a minor problem.
Yeah, it's not arms. It's not full arms.
No, just fingers. They're losing some fingers. Yeah. But, okay, you buy your chair at Dollar General and you lose a finger,
mm-hmm.
I feel you got to blame yourself for that. You got to take the blame.
Yeah.
Listen, I did this to myself. So what did you do to yourself that you have to take the blame for? You cheaped out, you bought something, you did something the wrong way. What do you have to take the blame for? What was the injury, and what do you have to take the blame for? If you want to reach out, 1-855-954-6969. It's the toll-free number, 1-855-954-6969. Or you can text us at 46969. These chairs that are being recalled, they're 155,000 foldable loungers. They apparently collapse unexpectedly, and they've caused lacerations and finger amputations. It's the True Living Sling Loungers being sold at Dollar General stores nationwide. They have white frames with solid blue or green fabric. They've received 3 reports of amputations.
My God. It sucks so bad.
Just what is wrong with these chairs?
They're just...
How do you mess up chairs have been a thing for so long?
You know why?
Because you're like... Bucks, you turn it into some kind of medieval torture device. I don't understand.
You imagine... So this is how I imagine it starts. They have the plans for a chair.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then they just say, what's the cheapest parts we can use to make this chair? This chair is made of steel and everything. What can we use?
Yeah.
Do we have any wooden?
Right. Then they're just like, you know, razor blades.
Dowels. Like they're using just the cheapest of the cheap. How thin a piece of metal can we use to make that hinge?
You know, here, I'll say this is strange, but if I did this to myself, I'm not sure if my first instinct would be, oh, I've got to report that chair. I would think, oh my God, I'm an idiot. How did I do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like maybe. Yeah. Maybe yeah. Everyone hasn't. They've had 3 reports.
You know what, though? If the chair, if you laid down on a lounger and then all of a sudden just all 6 legs of the lounger just snapped and your instinct was to grab the bottom of the chair and you landed on the ground and it chopped your fingers off, you would be furious that the legs gave out. Even though I can understand, like, you're like, yeah, well, the legs gave out because I was sitting on it. I don't want to say that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. I can understand there's some embarrassment associated with it, but a chair should be able to hold you.
Yeah. You think the people are too fat for those chairs or something?
I think you just nailed it.
America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
America needs more than dollar store chairs.
America can't pay a dollar for a chair.
No, they weren't a dollar. But they can't.
They can't.
But you're right. Like those little plastic lawn chairs they sell.
Oh, yeah.
That are basically made of the same material as like a Tupperware container, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
How can they hold Americans?
I don't know, though.
You have to put a weight limit on the chair, then.
Yeah. I don't even think I can even fit in what...
The standard
the
American
old
chair?
Old school style of... So if I think about the... plastic chairs that my parents had.
They were first like smaller people.
They were like small.
Yeah,
you know, like the arms came up, like it was the leg became the arm and it went around and they were tight. Mm-hmm. You'd feel tight. I wouldn't want to chance it right now.
No, and you shouldn't.
I wouldn't want to chance
it. You shouldn't. Eric's in Tampa. Eric, we're talking about something you have to blame yourself for. What is it?
Well, I'm in my 40s, and I used to be a good athlete, and now my kids are coming up playing sports, and I got out there on one play, and I threw my back out, throwing my shoulder out, trying to throw a football to my kids, realizing that I'm just too old to be doing this stuff. So I was laid up in bed for 2-3 days, throwing my back out, trying to impress my 9 years.
Oh, I think that's so common.
That is so common. I hurt myself playing beach football with my kids, did the same thing, hurt my arm. Because you're like, I can throw this so far.
You watch me.
No.
And you can't.
No.
And then you feel like an idiot. Chris is in Kalamazoo. If you bought a folding chair from Dollar General and you chopped your finger off, you might have to blame yourself for that. What do you blame yourself for, Chris?
I stabbed myself in the hand.
How'd you do that?
I had a cell phone case with one of those little goofy pop sockets. And the pop socket was broken. I really liked the cell phone case. And those things are like thermally attached glue. And I was like, all right, well, I'll just take my pocket knife,
slide it out, you know, just pry it off. Well, yeah, it was working for about 2 minutes, and then knife slip, stabbed myself right in that little soft area between your thumb and your pointer.
Ooh, yeah.
There's a lot of blood that actually gets contained in there.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So yeah, there is.
I wrapped myself in a t-shirt, wrapped my hand in a t-shirt, drove myself to the ER clinic and explained the situation. And
right. You're sitting next to, you got like heart attack patient, stroke, and then pop socket right over here.
That's embarrassing, dude. But glad you're okay. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day. Someone said, I can't believe this. Went to a free porn site, put in my credit card info.
Why?
And then it started to be used at UK horse betting sites.
Yes. Well, of course it did.
What did you expect? Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Pretty stupid.
What do you... It's a free porn site. What do they need a credit card for? Do they stop right before
to
stuff
verify
gets good?
You're 18 or older? Maybe they were like, hey, to verify your age, please.
Oh, give so us they just... That's just like a dummy.
It's just a scam.
It's just a dummy scam.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, that's it.
Usually, the porn sites that I frequent, the porn's right there.
That's it's right there.
I put in my birthday and then hit the button, and then all of a sudden, there's naked ladies everywhere.
The only and also the only porn site that I would like give my credit. Well, there's probably three of them, but like,
I bet I know
you'd
one.
Have to be like legit. Like, it's got to be Pornhub.
Hey, Chuck, your finance guy just called.
It's not Blizzards, apparently.
Steve, what's up? Steve, what's up? What have I done, Steve? You noticed.
It's something called Asian Angel.
Chatterbait. I've got a large Chatterbait bill. Yep, that's all me. No, that was not. I was not hacked.
So Burly Bear Boners was the site you visited.
Yes, that was me, Steve.
Burly Bear Boners.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for being on top of my stuff. I'm going to be honest with you. That's me.
Were you on Amadong.com?
I started it. I started Amadong. We're going to be the biggest. We're going to be the biggest. We're going to be the Amazon of male underwear.
You're the CEO of Amadong. You put all your money in it.
I'm not
your
only the CEO. He would strongly advise me against it. He would give me the same talk that he gave to me when I was talking about GameStop.
Chuck, not a good idea.
He'd be like, you could lose your money if you want.
Chris is in Fort Myers. What do you have to blame yourself for, Chris?
When I was young, I got a hole pecked in my face.
A hole pecked in your face?
Yep, from the corner of my mouth, about halfway up my cheek.
What pecked you?
A chicken.
And you blame yourself because?
He was living with chickens.
Because I was stupid enough to put my face against the fence, playing and taunting with the chicken, and the chicken got revenge.
So they're nice right and calm face. Until
chickens are crossing.
It was not my proudest moment.
How's that face looking?
Chickened up.
It's fine now. It was a few years ago, so it's healed.
Okay.
Good to know. You don't have to live with that peck shame for your whole
life. You look like the Joker. You got a big smile. Wow. It's just like a chicken.
So as Dollar General recalls some folding chairs because people's fingers have been amputated, we want to know, you bought a chair from the dollar store. You know stuff could go wrong. What do you blame yourself for? Someone said, I bought a no-name condom on the cheap. Now I have a son.
Oh, God. Mm. Oh, my God.
That's the ultimate.
What Come are on. You doing?
So you probably went in one of those dumb machines.
How much did he save?
Well, it was probably like
just
one
like
of those.
Just like a last minute.
Well, they used to have these machines inside some male bathrooms where you'd put 50 cents in
They
or
never
whatever.
Had the brand name ones.
They never had the brand name ones.
They had like Trigin.
Yeah. And you'd spin it. It'd have those like what we sold basically, which clearly said this is just for collecting. Yeah. It's not for use.
Novelty purposes only.
Yes. And...
They sold them to horny guys in the bathroom, so they were being used for that.
They were being used. Mm.
And unfortunately, you can get a kid that way.
Yeah.
Someone else said, I cooked fried chicken in my underwear. A piece of chicken slipped out of my hand, splashed into the hot oil. I ended up with third-degree burns on my right side from my nipple down to my waist.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, dropping something into blazing oil is...
Don't cook.
It's not going to go well
in your underwear.
For you.
We always say that. We put that warning out for years. Don't cook.
Exactly. Listen, cook chicken in your underwear. I can understand like taking a risk on some bacon. Okay, I can understand taking a risk on some bacon, Lise. I can understand taking.
I know, but I can see it.
I can see making frying up some eggs. But whatever you have to do for fried chicken, that's not a nude. That's not a nude activity.
There's a lot of going on with that. Mm-hmm. A lot of heat.
Oh, any oil. Anything involving oil, you should never be just in your underwear.
Right. I feel like there has to be more oil for chicken.
Sure.
You know, than there is for bacon. Now, maybe if you've cooked the whole thing in bacon, you're right at the end. I mean, it's not going to be pleasant, but it's not going to burn your whole side of your body.
True.
Jared. Hello, Jared.
Hello. Yes.
What do you blame yourself for?
I was hanging out with some of my friends at the time, and we were just drinking and having fun and stuff like that. And then we were sitting at the table, you know, drunk and all that fun stuff. And then, karate chopped a fork, and it hit me, like, flung right into my forehead, and I was bleeding everywhere, and I still have that scar to this day.
So it flung up and got you in the forehead?
It did.
It catapulted up.
Oh, my God.
It shot up and stabbed you.
Fork to the forehead would hurt.
Well, yes. He does have no one else to blame.
No, he does not at all. He can only blame himself. This person said, I tried to cut a new hole in my belt using my Bear Grylls hunting knife.
Oh, boy.
Put it right through his leg.
I still have the scar on my knuckle. 10 years later, it cut so deep it exposed the bone.
Jesus.
Ow.
Well, that Bear Grylls knife.
It worked.
Yeah, that's tough. Stuff.
You can't be wearing the belt when you're trying to modify it. I modify a lot of belts.
I've modified quite a bit. In fact, I modified so many, I had the belt modifying tool.
I have a
knife.
You have a belt modifying tool?
Yeah, I do a lot of belt modifying. Because it turns out, like, whatever girth I would go down and up. I'd lose. So I'd need a fat guy belt when I started, and then I'd lose a little weight, and then I'm like, oh, it's not quite working. Right. So then I'd, you know, fashion a new hole.
A new hole, if you will.
Yeah, I had a belt hole puncher. It was
can't believe they sell that.
I didn't even know they did.
Yeah. They do. It's like got a wheel that you spin on the size of the hole that you want.
That's crazy.
I punch it down and it'll punch the hole right out of it.
Yeah, I just take a knife and twist. And
yeah, I've done that too. But
like this guy.
That hole puncher thing.
That's neat.
It was solid.
Someone said I accidentally shot myself in the hand. And I have no one to blame but myself, with a Glock that had no safety on it. Obviously my fault, though. And Chucky said, I am a guitar player, so I had to learn how to play the guitar a totally different way.
Oh, God, that sucks. I honestly think so many times, but like, oh, what if I was doing that and like my hand got crushed in a certain way? I couldn't play video games anymore. I couldn't play guitar. Couldn't jerk off.
What do you have to blame yourself for? It was carving a pumpkin on my couch. The knife got stuck. I should have repositioned myself. Instead, I yanked the knife out so hard, my arm flung back and bounced off the couch. It went right back into my other hand holding the pumpkin.
You were carving a pumpkin on your couch?
Yeah, you did some couch carving.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lazy man's pumpkin carve. That's a lazy man's way to carve a pumpkin.
That's weird.
Do you know how many times, though, I've like watched people... Like, I'm not a big handyman myself. I'm not doing a lot of stuff. But I'll have, like, people come over or help me out with something or whatever. And I see guys doing things I can't believe. Like, starting a drill. Like, starting to try and drill down into something. Like, putting it on their leg. You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they trust themselves, I guess, so much that they're, like, not just going to drill right through and right into their...
Right leg.
But I'm always, like, and people, you see people with knives. Oh. They're trying to get something. I'm like, if that slips, you're stabbing yourself, like, right in the stomach.
For sure you are. Lord. Bought some blow from a sketchy guy at a bar.
Yeah.
Turned out to be cut with fentanyl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
I crashed my mom's car after I passed out behind the wheel.
Oh, my God. He's
have to take the blame.
Yeah.
Russell's in Largo. Russell, what do you have to take the blame for?
Well, penis balls, y'all.
Penis.
So we took off we were renting a minivan for a weekend to go see the rocket launch over at Cape Canaveral. And my girlfriend wanted me to get a good one at an Enterprise, but they were a little bit expensive. So there was a car lot right down the road that had them said, we rent cars. So I went in there and got a minivan from them, and you could tell it had been sitting for a while.
Wait, hold on. The place was called We Rent Cars?
Yes.
No, it was a car lot. That It says We Rent. We also rent cars.
Okay.
So, so we rented it, and then you could tell it had been sitting for a little while. We got about halfway. I'm near Tampa. We got about halfway to Cape Canaveral to watch the rocket launch, and my daughter's friend started screaming. She said she saw a rat, so we pulled over and had the stowaway seats, and we had two of the seats down. I lifted up the stowaway seats, and there was a whole family of rats living in there.
Oh my God, goodness. That's a surprise.
So, we jumped out of the car on the side of the road, and my girlfriend screaming at me and her kids screaming, and I had my dog with me, and so we're sitting there, and I'm trying to chase the rats out of the car, and they just wouldn't get out of the car. They're just going from one end to the
other. That's their home. That's their home.
Yeah, so finally a guy stopped by, and I had to actually use a fire extinguisher in there, and that didn't even get him out. So we ended up calling the car lot, and they ended up bringing us another car. So after sitting on the road for 2.5 hours, we finally got in another minivan and got on our way.
It would have been like $40 extra to get a rat-free car.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, you want to save a little bit of money, but it,
you can pay the price.
You get what you pay for.
It's funny those rats were like, what is happening to our home?
Well, they had a hell of a day, right? Yeah. They're being chased around by people.
Right, yeah.
And then a fire extinguisher's being shot at
while their home starts moving down the road.
Yeah.
Right.
So many things are wrong.
But simple rental car rats.
This is our home.
No one to take this car. Anyway.
It's a 1987 Windstar van. Who takes it?
How long did that car sit there that rats had time to make a home in it and have babies?
So long.
At least a full season.
Not many people renting from the dealership there, wherever it was.
No. Well, I didn't even know you could go to a dealership and rent a car. You know, there's a place called Hertz.
I don't think any legitimate dealership
offer
that. Yeah. I really don't think so. A few more quick calls here. We're wondering, what do you have to blame yourself for? You cheaped out, whatever it was. Michelle's up next. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling us from?
Lowell.
All right. What happened?
So, I had worked a double shift as a nurse, came home really tired, went to leave my bedroom to go into the bathroom, didn't see the cat, tripped on the cat, shattered my ankle, got a bone infection, and had it amputated 6 years later.
Oh, an amputation.
Yep.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that sucks.
And you blame yourself.
That's all she can do. And the cat.
Secretively, I totally blame the cat.
I was going to say, blame the cat. Right.
At least a little bit.
Yeah. The thing is, she was the meanest cat ever. You couldn't go near her. And after I broke my leg, she wouldn't leave my side.
Aww.
Oh, well, that at least was nice. She was like, because she knew she was on the edge.
Right.
You know, yep. And once a cat breaks your leg, you could put him down at any second.
I don't ask.
Yeah, right. Yeah, good.
Right. Yeah, smart. Yeah. All right, Michelle. I'll wish you all the best.
Yeah, see ya.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
I was going to ask if her cat's still with us.
No, it's
probably a long time.
Yeah, it's probably dead.
You know,
because it was 6 years later that she had to get an
amputated
or whatever. Yeah. But I mean, cats are trying to kill you all the time.
Yeah.
Jean Green is like, she's like, you about to step here? How about get under you?
Take us both to hell. The thing is, though, you won't step on her.
I'll literally be like, all right, Billie Jean, live on.
Yeah.
Like, do the splits. Hit my head on a coffee table or
whole leg shatters, comes right out of your
bleed
skin.
Out. Like, she's always trying to do that. And the older I get and the bigger I get, it's like,
it's harder to maneuver.
I'm like, save yourself. It's going down.
Small pets are like that, though.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
When you have a small pet,
they're like, what are you doing? Where are you going to step?
About to take a step, they'll try and get right underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think they know where you're going. They're wrong.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Even Jameson has done that to me a couple of times, but luckily I've managed to avoid him because he'd be dead.
He
wouldn't make it through that, I don't believe.
No.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.